may be an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family, search engines don't always get it right.
All right, we've made it to Friday. Good morning, Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. Good to be with you. The weather is not going to change much. We're going to cool down just a little bit, make it a little more comfortable during the day, but no precipitation in the forecast. We're going to look at that weather forecast in just a little bit. But really good to have you here. Looking forward to the weekend. For me, I'm really looking forward to next weekend. But that's a whole different story. Governor Jay Inslee and Democratic legislators, they are blaming oil companies for the highest gas prices in the nation. But the Senate Republicans say the Democrats, they need to look in the mirror. Tracy Ellis has more on that.
Using words such as price gouging and rapacious profits, Inslee and Democratic legislators announced efforts to somehow regulate oil company prices. But Republicans and most experts say the Democrats' cap-and-trade program is the real reason why Washington gas is so expensive. Senate Republican leader John Braun.
Now that the impact of that policy is coming to roost, they don't want to take responsibility for it. They want to blame it on somebody else. It's wrong.
Senator Drew McKeown is the ranking Republican on the Senate Environment, Energy and Technology Committee.
Look at our neighboring states of Idaho and Oregon. They did not see the same price increase, and it would be hard to say that somehow the distribution to Washington State is significantly different. Again, this is a direct result of the cap and trade program.
Senator Curtis King is the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee.
To say now that this is the oil companies price gouging is just not facing reality.
I'm Tracy Ellis.
Yeah, that's Yeah, we put a huge tax on you, but you're not supposed to raise it. You raise the price. Yeah. Don't worry, Governor Inslee will be gone eventually. He's not going to run for re-election.
At Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front-end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-688-4645 today.
You've either got to be a dairy farmer or you've got to be really, really old. You know, are you a fan of quality milk, the kind that the cream rises to the top of the bottle? You'll be pleased to know there is a new creamery here in our area, and they want to make it easy for you to have delicious milk. Here's more about the Columbia Community Creamery. They're located in Chewila.
I am Virginia Thomas. I am a dairy farmer, and I am also on the board of Columbia Community Creamery. Columbia Community Creamery is the first nonprofit milk processor in the United States. And the whole purpose is to provide access to processing, market, and distribution to local dairy farmers. We had a grand opening on June 24th, and we are now open at our location, which is located across from Zips in Chewila. Part of the mission of this creamery is to help rebuild the dairy industry in this area. Dairy cows first came to this valley, to Fort Colville, in 1825. So there's almost 200 years of dairy history. And back in the 60s, we had about 360 dairy farms, and now we have nine. So it's not that there is a lack of opportunity to produce milk here, it's just a lack of market. Everybody has gotten used to overprocessed, ultra-pasteurized milk. So we really want people to fall back in love with real milk, with the cream line that comes in a great glass jar. We currently are working with two small dairy farms and are in talks with a third one to start shipping this fall, winter. And we are going to expand with our market. We are currently bottling whole milk in glass bottles, and we are going to be expanding into making ice cream and chocolate milk in August. We are also reselling other dairy products such as cheese and yogurt. All the milk is pasteurized at 145 degrees, which is vat pasteurization, low temperature pasteurization, and it is all cream top, so it is non-homogenized. It's so good. Currently, we have a retail store in Chihuahua that is open Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, 12 to 6. We are also at the Chihuahua Farmers Market on Friday. North of Chihuahua, we are going to be in the Huckleberries inside Super One, probably within the next week, and also up at Meyer Falls Market in Kettle Falls. The glass bottles all have a $2.50 deposit. So when you bring them back, you swap it out for a new bottle of milk, or you get your $2.50 back. The bottle deposit is the same no matter where you get the bottle from. The retail price might differ depending on the retailer. No matter where you purchase your bottle, you will be able to return it and get the $2.50 deposit. The price here for a half gallon of milk in the Chihuahua retail store is $5.50. And then otherwise it will differ depending on the retail outlet they purchase from. So the first time somebody buys, they pay $5.50 for the half gallon and then $2.50 for the bottle deposit. But the next time that they come, they would just be paying for the milk. We are also selling out of milk. The response from the community has been amazing. We had a great grand opening with about 400 people in attendance. We've had a lot of wonderful, great foot traffic in our store and at the farmers market. We are also distributing down to Spokane and are receiving great feedback from the folks down there as well.
All right. Now, they are located 519 North Park in Chihuahua. Yeah, if you want to call them, make sure the milk's available. You can call 509-935-0545. Saturdays, Mondays, Wednesdays when they are open. And relatively soon, they are going to be available here in Colville at Super One in the Huckleberry section. So, you know, it's going to put a little dent in your pocketbook. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be some fine milk.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
State fire assistance mobilized last night for the Badger Fire. That is in Douglas County near East Wenatchee. The state mobilization authorized about 4:30 yesterday afternoon at the request of the Wenatchee Valley Fire Department. That fire started yesterday afternoon, 3:26 in the afternoon. Quickly grew to 700 acres. It's in wheat, sagebrush, threatening crops, power lines, level one evacuations in effect. The State Emergency Operations Center at Camp Murray activated to level two to help coordinate state assistance for the Badger Fire. A sheriff's deputy in Washington state fired, facing charges, accused of abusing his position as a law enforcement officer to threaten, blackmail, and sexually assault two women. The 23-year-old former Whatcom County Sheriff's Office deputy, Austin Case, was arrested last week, charged with extortion, burglary, third-degree rape, indecent liberties by forcible compulsion, and two counts of unlawful imprisonment. Case was fired from his job last week. He was booked and released from the Whatcom County Jail, $250,000 bond.
If you are a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
George Kirby matched his career high with 10 strikeouts over 7 innings, and the Seattle Mariners beat the Minnesota Twins 5-0 yesterday. A day game, the wrap-up in that 4-game series. Hernandez and Mike Ford homered as Seattle gets a split of the 4-game set. Well, that after learning that outfielder Jared Kelenic is going to be out for an extended period after breaking a bone in his left foot. Well, he broke his foot because he kicked the cooler in the dugout after striking out the night before. Great start for George Kirby. Scattered 4 hits, 10 strikeouts. Matched his outing against Miami last month. Hernandez hit his 16th homer. Ford hit his 10th. Well, the homestand continues. 3 games against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Canadian team coming to town. Boy, a lot of ruckus over in Seattle, both from the team and the fans, because with Toronto coming to town, the Mariners had put Toronto merchandise in the Mariner team stores, trying to sell, you know, Toronto jerseys and T-shirts, things like that. Oh, did the Mariners management get slapped on that one? The Mariner fans and the Mariner players upset over the Mariners putting Toronto Blue Jay attire in their stores. So the Mariners quickly pulled all the Toronto gear from the stores. 6 o'clock, that's the pregame tonight. It'll be a day game Saturday and Sunday. 6 o'clock tonight, 7:10 the first pitch. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Danica's Funeral Chapel and Crematory in Colville and Chewila, honoring the memory of all who have passed before us with complete and professional crematory, memorial, and funeral services. Sunny and hot, 96 the high this afternoon. We got just a little hotter than that yesterday. Got warm. 94 high temperature, sunshine Saturday, 91 on Sunday. It's going to cool down a little bit by Monday, but all next week, it's going to be mostly sunny every day, upper 80s and mid-80s, the high temperatures. Danica's Funeral Chapel and Crematory, the family and staff would like to thank the local police departments for all their assistance in managing traffic during funeral processions. Calm skies, high pressure, warming up quickly. Already 66 degrees here at the radio station. It's a Friday morning, and we're going to take a few minutes extra in the news here. This song has stirred people. It has stirred a few people one way, and it's stirred a whole lot of people on a positive note. Thought that you just might enjoy it.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our communities stand for. Somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
Jason Aldean, small town. He's holding his own. He's standing by his song. Kind of good to see. All right, Friday morning. Good to have you with us here on the radio. Glad you could join us. I'm Eric Carpenter. Yeah, even getting ready for the weekend. This is KCVL, KCRK.